Hello.
Hello. Hello, Katrina.
Hi.
Hi, Katrina. My name's Aaron. I'm calling from MMA Legal. How are you?
I am all right. Sweetheart.
That's good, Katrina. I'm just giving you a call. I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. I'm just giving you a call in regards to your Scottish redress application that you've started with ourselves.
Aye.
Okay, do you have around about 15 minutes to have a quick chat with myself? Is that okay?
Aye, Miss Fingers, we are. Crack on.
Perfect, thank you very much. Just for data protection, Katrina, can you confirm your address for me, please?
1 Wing House, Wing Road, Lady Gowron Shee, CNS Kent, ME12-4QR.
Perfect, thank you very much for that. Okay, Katrina, so the point of my phone call is I just want to gather some knowledge and build your case, obviously from your time and care. I just want to find out, obviously, how the care system may have affected you and if it does still play an effect on you today. I'll go through all that with you. I'll also grab some details from yourself regarding where you're currently registered at with your GP, clarify your care settings with you, so we can write to the local authorities who manage them care settings, and then I'll give you a summary of how the case is going to go moving forward, okay? Perfect, Katrina. So can I just start off just by understanding whether you suffer from any mental health issues or anything at the minute?
Yeah, anxiety. Depression.
Yeah.
I find it quite hard to talk because I'm a bit dyslexic as well.
Okay. Okay. And do you have any flashbacks at all? Any PTSD?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you on any medication to manage your symptoms?
Not really, no. I've been trying to manage it myself, but it's getting worse, so I was on antidepressants, but they never done nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And when you said that it's getting worse, have you spoken to your doctor recently about that?
You can never get an appointment to go and see the doctor. All they do is bring you back.
Yeah.
You don't need to speak to a doctor. You speak to a nurse, a clinician.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not beneficial anymore, is it, compared to how it used to be?
Well, I had an appointment at the doctor's, so I don't know how long, years.
Never
get in to see a doctor now. They're either there or they're not there or whatever, so you just got to try and manage yourself.
Yeah, I know. You used to be able to just walk in and, you know, say, you know, I'd like to see a doctor, whether it be today, tomorrow, next week.
Since COVID, mate, every time you ring up, I can ring up 175 times a day, which stresses me out really bad.
Yeah, of course.
You can't get to speak to nobody except a nurse. What do a nurse know? They're not a doctor.
Yeah, of course. I know, they're just there to deal with the phone calls, aren't they?
It's a joke, mate.
Yeah, no, I understand your frustration with that. It's the same here in England.
I am in England.
Are you in England now, are you, yeah?
I should go fucking go back home, mate. My sister gets an appointment the same day.
Ah, does she? Wow. Wow, okay. That's interesting, isn't it? Because, yeah, in England it's absolutely appalling at the minute, isn't it?
I know it is. Tell me, I've lived down here too long.
Yeah, no, definitely. Okay, and Katrina, do you drink any alcohol or any drugs, anything like that?
No drugs, but I do drink alcohol occasionally, just blocks it out when I get too stressed. I don't drink a lot of it, though. I've cut it right down. During lockdown, I used to drink 10 cans of Foster's a day.
Yeah.
Just to block it all out. That's made me a bit of a Do you know what I mean? Every day I've got to have a drink just to de-stress because you can't get hold of a doctor.
Yeah, no, of course, I understand it, yeah. Is it, it's not the best at the minute, is it?
No.
Even when you go to any walk-ins or anything like that, they're all, you know, there's not really an assigned doctor. It's all, as you said, clinicians.
Aye, that's it. That's all you see. It ain't no good to me. I need to see a proper GP, a proper doctor.
Yeah, exactly. And you probably sound like myself as well. You know, you want the face-to-face interaction. You want to sit down and talk to somebody, not like, you know, explain yourself over the phone.
Aye, they ain't done it since COVID.
I know. It's completely changed, hasn't it?
Mm.
And it's changed for the worse, not the better.
No, it's 6 years now since the COVID started. It started in 2020. And
yeah.
It's a fucking joke. I'm waiting to get in the hospital for a brain operation as well, so that's stressing me out.
Well, you've got to go to hospital for a brain operation.
Yeah, I was up Medway about 3 weeks ago now, and they've referred me to St. Thomas's in London.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for an appointment coming through to go and if this brain up done.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's the triage myalgia, which is the main nerve.
Yeah.
And they've got to burn the nerve out in my brain, so they've got to cut the back of my skull open and do what they've got to do and put it back all together again.
Wow. Wow, it's amazing what some surgeons can do, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got all the time. I've got migraines, earache, toothache, and I ain't even got teeth there.
Oh, wow.
All down the back of my neck, everything.
That's just one of the problems that I've got. Yeah, no, it doesn't
sound nice for you at all, Katrina. No. You never know when it's going to come on. I could be out and, like, I come back and it's banging for, like, 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
I watch TV with sunglasses on and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, no,
I know you just give you medication, but it don't work.
Yeah. No, I understand you.
Hmm.
Okay. Katrina, have you? This last question I've got to ask you. I do regret asking anybody this, but it's, as I said, it's so I can gather the best knowledge that I can about you. Is, have you ever tried to self harm or take your own life at all?
Yeah.
Okay. And what made them circumstances like what might have like thrown you through that?
Just the flashbacks.
Yeah.
Of when I was in that horrible, two horrible homes. And the foster parents as well. That's just done my head in.
Yeah, okay. So what is it that you may have done? Did you self-harm or did you attempt to take your own life?
No, I self-harmed quite a few times. You wouldn't see the scars on my arms.
Okay.
I've tried to overdose as well, but it never worked. But I never even went to the hospital with that or nothing. Just woke up the next day and got back on with it again.
Yeah. Okay. When was it that you last overdosed, Katrina?
Oh, God. Probably about 6 months, 9 months ago.
Okay. 6 or 9 months ago. And you said you wasn't hospitalised for it?
No. I wouldn't go near nobody. I just wished I wouldn't wake up.
Yeah.
And I've opened the front door many a time and thought to run out in front of the first fucking thing that wants to hit me.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I am sorry that you feel like that, and sometimes it's resorted to them circumstances for you. Do you live with anybody, Katrina?
No, I live on my own.
Live on your own, okay.
I've just got a new puppy. She's keeping me busy, and it's keeping me a bit more sane, sort of thing.
Well,
I know I've got to look after her. It's a responsibility.
Of course, yeah, yeah, no, exactly. No. I'm glad you've got at least something to keep you occupied. Which is good.
It took me 20 months to get her after my other one died, but yeah, now she's here. She ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. What dog is it?
She's King Corsair Rottweiler mix. She's a silver blue with big blue eyes.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
6 weeks of Saturday.
Yeah, no, that's it, exactly. You know, looking at your little puppy's blue eyes, I'm sure that they make you smile, no problem. Yeah, no, that's nice then. That's nice, okay. All right, Katrina, what doctors are you currently registered at? That's okay.
The doctor's surgery lays down.
Go on, take your time, it's okay, get your breath.
Sorry, I've got COPD.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, the lays down surgery, which is the main surgery, St. George's and CNS.
Okay, can you spell the name of that one for me, sorry?
Which one?
Your current doctors.
Well, my current one's at my, one is at Laysdown.
Sorry, bear with me. Okay, did you say that it was Braytown?
Laysdown, LeysDown.
So is it Laysdown Medical Practice?
Yeah, it's Laysdown Surgery, it's called.
Laysdown Surgery, okay. And what area is that in?
It's in Kent.
In Kent, okay. Okay, so that's Laysdown Road, Laysdown on Sea in Sheerness.
Yeah?
Is that in Sheerness, is it, Kent?
No, it's not. It's outside Sheerness. Sheerness about, I don't know, 17, 20 miles away.
Oh, okay.
We're there stranded by the sea, a wee tiny place on its own.
Yeah. So,
very rural, put it that way.
Yeah. So is it Dr. A.S. Panu and Partners lay down surgery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Panu, yeah.
Okay. And how long have you been registered here for?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Fucking hell, how long have I been down here now? I'd say about 40 years.
Okay. And then moving on to your care settings, obviously I know you've mentioned that you were in foster care and you've been in two not so nice care settings. I'm going to go through each care setting with you, and I just want to clarify where about they're located and what local authority ran that care setting. So the first one I've got is it Castlewood Home?
Castlewood House, Children's Home.
Okay. Okay, is that on Hillfoot Drive in Johnstone? Yeah, Renfrewshire.
It's not there no more.
No, it's certainly not. It's
No, my sister told me it's not there no more.
That's okay. And how long was you at this care setting for?
Oh, my God. I got fostered out twice today. I don't know. I'd say about roughly between 12 and 14 years.
12 to 14 years?
Yeah, my parents died when I was young.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry to hear that.
And we were all a big family, so none of the other family could take us in, and they split us all up.
Yeah, no,
and they were the one sister that's alive now.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. So you're at Castwood Children's Home for 12 to 14 years. Where else was you placed? What was your other care setting?
I was based in, it's called Allerton, A-L-L-E-R-T-O-N.
Yep.
How?
Yep, and where about was that located?
That's in Paisley.
Paisley.
I don't know if that's still there now.
Okay, what we'll do is, yeah, because I can't find much information on that one. Bear with me. So that's also on the Renfrewshire Council.
Aye.
Bear with me. Okay, and then you said you went into foster care, was it?
Aye, when I left Johnson, I went into foster care first.
Yeah.
And that was in Paisley. I think I was only there about a week, and then the wife started beating me up.
Right, okay.
So my social worker, Sandy Bryce, moved me from there.
So was you beaten up by the husband of that?
No, the wife.
Oh, the wife, sorry.
She tried to treat me like a wee scrubber, a wee cleaner. Do this, do that, when I come home from school, and I don't want, Sarah Jane. No, she was all right. She weren't allowed to do nothing. I had to do everything, so I kicked off one day, and she started beating me up.
Oh, wow, I'm sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me 1 second. Okay, so where about was you located with your foster care? You said Paisley, wasn't it?
Aye, Ralston, yeah. And Paisley. The McLeans, they was called.
The McLeans.
McLeans. M-C-L-E-A-N.
Sorry, M-C-L...
E-A-N-S.
Ah, the McLeans, okay. Okay. Okay, and then did you go into a different foster care then?
No, they took me back to Castlewood House.
Right, okay. And then from there, did you get placed somewhere else?
I got fostered out again to a couple called Mr. and Mrs. Epsworth, E-P-S-W-O-R-T-H.
Sorry,
their son was a policeman.
Oh, really? Okay, what was their surname? Sorry, Mr. and Mrs.
Epsworth.
E-S-P.
W-O-R-T-H.
Okay, perfect. And how long was you with them for?
I don't know. I can't remember. I don't know. Well, I don't think it'd even been a year or 6 months. Because every time their husband come in drunk from the pub, they used to leave me in on my own.
Oh,
and
wow.
he used to keep trying to sexually abuse me. Snog in my face and stick his tongue in my mouth and everything.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that.
So I kicked off again, and then they moved me to Allerton House.
Okay. Okay, and whereabouts, can you remember where Mr. and Mrs. X lived?
Yeah, Johnston Castle, Johnston, Renfrewshire.
All right, okay. This was...
They're probably dead now.
Okay. Well, the most that we can obviously do with when it comes to this is, you know, we can always write, or what we are, we're going to request these records from the local councils.
Yeah.
So it's obviously predominantly going to be Renfrewshire City Council. So obviously, yeah, we'll request for the records from Renfrewshire Council, and we'll also request some medical records from yourself as well. From your GP. Once we receive these records, would you like us to share these records with yourself, Katrina?
Yes, please.
Of course, yeah.
My sister knows more than me. I've tried to block loads out, but she's telling me things. I'm like, fucking hell.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I understand that.
If we didn't eat our dinner, they gave it to us the next morning. And if we didn't eat it, they locked us up in our fucking bedrooms. Never sent us to school or nothing.
Wow.
Just drag us by the hair and lock us in our bedrooms.
Yeah, it's not nice at all, is it?
Uh-uh.
Well, that's why we're here as a law firm, to you know, get that justice that, you know, you deserve, but also the apologies, some accountability.
I'm 59 in a couple of weeks, mate. Do you know what I mean? It's been going on for fucking years.
Yeah. No, of course. And obviously, it's more so for yourself, isn't it? You just want that kind of... Yeah, you want that recognition for what you've been through. You know, someone to take accountability for, you know, where you've been placed. As a vulnerable young person.
Yeah.
No, I understand that, and that's what, as I said, that's what we're here for, Katrina. We're here. We believe you. You know, we hear what you're saying, and we're here to, you know, build the best case that we can to put forward to the Scottish Government.
Yes, bollocks, mate.
Of course. Okay, so Katrina, yeah, this journey that you and I are about to embark on, this is going to be around about 6 to 12 month journey. In this time, I'll update you every 4 to 5 weeks with an update on how your case is progressing and what we're doing with your case. This case then gets presented to an independent panel within the Scottish Government. When we do get the date on your case, this is all done behind closed doors. So the decision will be made, as I said, behind closed doors, and I will be informing you of what that decision may be. When the case has been concluded. I'll also inform you of the date that they want to hear about your case as well. As I said, it's behind closed doors, so you or I don't have to attend anywhere.
Uh-huh.
I'll just keep you in the loop with you know, everything going on. What we do like to fight for as a law firm is first and foremost an official apology from the Scottish Government. You know, taking accountability on what's been done to you during your time in care. But we also do like to fight for some financial compensation for yourself as well. Okay. So before I do conclude this phone call, Katrina, I do just need to take one step back and I'll just go through these funding options with yourself. I need to go through this with my compliance team. So once I've read through these options, I'll formally ask you whether you would like to proceed with MMA Legal moving forward. And then I shall let you be and enjoy a nice Wednesday morning. Does that sound good?
Yeah, it sounds all right.
Of course. All right. So, Katrina, when it comes to the funding options with your Scottish Redress application, you do have three options. Option one is that you can apply to do this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. And just what that means is obviously you gather your own evidence and present your own case to the Scottish Government. Yeah, of course.
It'll bring too much up.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Well, option two is that you can instruct a solicitor or law firm in England or Scotland who participates in the government legal fee scheme with the Scottish Government, where they are paid £2,000 from the Scottish Government to deal with your case. The only difference with them is that they don't charge any fees, but as I said, they are only paid out £2,000. With ourselves, we're a private and independent law firm, so we work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if for whatever reason the case doesn't go in our favour, we won't come and chase you for any fees or cause any financial burden or stress on yourself. We are covered in that sense.
Yeah.
But say the case does go in our favour and we both get the win, obviously, as I said, you are entitled to some financial compensation. So we do take a charge of 16% plus VAT, which is a capped percentage of 19.6%. Now, it doesn't matter what compensation you may receive. We'll never come chasing for more. We just want to be settled for the amount, obviously, for what we've, the time and effort we've put into your case to present this to the Scottish Government.
Aye. Something needs done because nobody listened back in them days up there.
Of course, of course.
That's why I ran away to England.
Yeah. No,
my big brother tried to come in the children's home and rape us, me and my sister.
Oh,
and
really?
He picked the police come and took him out.
Wow, I'm sorry to hear that.
I've been raped after that as well. Don't worry about that.
Well, this is why, obviously, Jordan is due course between now and the end of the case. My specialist team will, you know, as well as me being your case handler and updating you on how the case is going, our specialist team here, they'll be going through and doing a phone call with yourself and diving into each care setting and exactly what happens event for event. And what this is that's just us building your case and making a full formal statement to then present it all to the Scottish Government. So when they do give you a call down the line, you can then tell them exactly, your brother came in, you've unfortunately, been raped whilst being in care. You can go through all that with them and obviously how that made you feel, everything afterwards. You can go through that with them and obviously they'll be noting that down and making that into an official statement to then present that to the Scottish Government.
But I didn't report things, do you know what I mean? I was too fucking young to understand really what was going on.
Yeah, of course. Of course, I do get you with that, it's the vulnerability behind it though, isn't it? You're not old enough or in control enough to know what's going on.
No, never.
But that doesn't obviously deny that you've had that experience, do you know what I mean?
We stayed with my big eldest brother, he's dead now, and his brothers used to beat us up and rape us and all, mate, too much.
I understand that, Katrina, I am sorry that that's happened to you.
Yeah.
Okay, Katrina, but would you like to proceed using MMA Legal as your law firm to represent you in this case?
I'll use you.
Perfect. Okay, that's not a problem. We're happy to help you no matter what. Okay, so before I do let you go, do you have any questions for me at all, Katrina?
Just hope I can get it all sorted out, but it's going to be hard.
It is going to be hard, but at the end of the day, as much as you may feel it is going to be hard, the more that you are open with us, you're honest with us, and the more information that you give us, the more that we can build your case to the biggest and best case that we can present to the Scottish Government. In advance, I do apologise that it may make you feel a certain type of way that you might not want to feel, but on the other hand, be proud of yourself that you've got a good law firm behind you to represent you in being able to get what you deserve, to get what's right for yourself. So even though times will be hard, we're here to help and support you along the way.
Yes, okay. I see that. Bye.
All right. Well, Katrina, save this number that I'm calling you off. As I said, my name's Aaron. And if you've got any questions or anything pops into my mind in the meantime, you're more than welcome to give me a call, okay?
That's a proper Scottish name, that is.
You're not the first person to say that, don't worry.
What are you, a Scouser?
I am a Scouser, yeah.
I thought you were. Yeah, I'm more northern than you.
You know what? You certainly are. But I had a client the other day who was telling me that we're the Scousers are just as much as Scottish as anybody else in the north. So
I don't know that far away. So
exactly. So yeah, it's you always learn something new every day. But as I said, Katrina, I'm always a phone call away if you ever need anything. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. As I said, go and enjoy a nice morning now. Enjoy your cup of tea and give your puppy a little stroke from me.
I will do, my darling. Thanks, Darren.
Not a problem. Absolutely any time. It's my pleasure.
All right, darling. Take care. I'll send you your number now, all right?
You too. Thank you very much, and I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you, Katrina.
Bye.
Bye.